You may kill me, but you may never insult me. Who am I? Captain Jack Sparrow.
Get the truth about movies on the movie show.
If he were telling the truth, he wouldn't have told us.
Tell them, Sparrow.
Unless, of course, he knew you wouldn't believe the truth, even if he told it.
Hello?
Joey, it's Ross. I need some help.
Help has come your way because you are listening to the movie show.
What is up?
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you, Ryan. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for asking.
You're welcome. I'm Sesh.
My name's Ryan.
This is the movie show.
On Active FM.
Yes, and we are reviewing the movie Argyle.
Quite a name.
Argyle.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like, what movie are you watching? It's Argyle.
You know, Argyle.
It's not like Iron Man or,
yeah,
you know.
It's Argyle. Yes. So I must be honest, I have mixed emotions about this film.
Is it?
Yes. There's stuff I liked, and then there was just some stuff I was like, really? Really?
I think
really?
I enjoyed a character. There was a certain actor.
Character.
I was like,
yeah. So to give you info on this film, it came out this year, 2024, action comedy, and the director of this film is a man named Matthew Vaughn. Now you're like, I know that name. Yes, you do. Okay, maybe you don't know that name, but Matthew Vaughn is the director of all of the Kingsman movies. So he did the Kingsman, The Golden Circle, The Kingsman. He also did Kingsman, The Secret Service. He also did X-Men First Class, which was one of my favorite X-Men films.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed that one. He did. He was involved in Snatch. So Snatch was directed by Guy Ritchie. And he was involved in the Lock, Stock and Two Smoking Barrels, Guy Ritchie. But you can see that he's friends with Guy Ritchie. Like, he has a very, there's like that flair, that Guy Ritchie flair that comes through. He also did X-Men Days of Future Past. He did Rocket Man, which was the film on, what's that guy's name?
Yes, that
Elton John.
Yes.
Yes. And then he did Tetris, or he was involved in Tetris. Did he direct Tetris? I don't think he directed it. No, but he was involved in Tetris. So he's been involved in quite a couple of films. And one actor he loves working with is Taron Egerton. He's in like a lot. He's in all of the Kingsman. He's in Rocket Man. He's in Tetris. So he's like a reoccurring
Irish, right?
Isn't he British? I don't know. Sort of same thing.
Somewhere there. Same island.
Yeah. United Kingdoms. Yeah. So he directed the film. And then the cast of this film is there. There is a cast and a half on this film.
Some nice faces.
So you have Henry Cavill, even though he has very little screen time. You have Dua Lipa, who has even less screen time, but she's involved. You have Bryce Dallas Howard. Now, she is from the Jurassic World. Did you recognize her?
Yeah.
She's from the Jurassic World. Funny fact. So there's a part in the film where you see her take off her heels so that she can run. I don't know if you picked that up. And she might put boots on. Do you know that was a nod to, you know, in Jurassic, the first Jurassic World, she was in these little heels. I don't know if you remember these little like stiletto heels, and the amount of backlash that they received because they were like, this chick is running through the jungle in heels. So it's quite funny that in this film they got her to take off her heels and then run. Yeah. Then you have Sam Rockwell. Sam Rockwell is such a good actor.
I love this guy.
This guy is amazing. And you know, he's one of those actors where you sort of recognize him but you can't place him.
No.
But he's been in so much, and it's because he's just a very good actor.
Have you seen his other films?
Yes.
You also don't recognize him.
He was in Jojo Rabbit.
Yeah.
He was in Iron Man.
Yeah.
He was in The Bad Guys.
I loved him in Iron Man.
Yes. He was in The Bad Guys, which is that animated.
The Fox, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
He's in See How They Run. Oh, of course he's Adam McClane. He was the detective. I loved him in See How They Run. He was also in, he's actually got a lot of films to his name. I'm just trying to find like ones that were like, oh yeah, that film. He was in Asteroid City with, I'm getting confused with someone else. Never mind, I take it back. But yeah, he's been in The Green Mile, I haven't watched that film just because I know it's a very sad film.
He was a prisoner, but the way that he, like, he's, this guy, I don't know if you'd classify him as a method actor, but I was watching a video on YouTube of his most iconic roles that he's played.
Yeah.
and one of them was that guy, like the prisoner. But this guy has been involved in films, so a lot of his fighting styles and that, he actually, some of it, he learned a lot from Matt Damon.
Oh, wow.
From his, who was Matt Damon? He was that
Jason
spy.
Jason Bourne.
He was the Jason Bourne styles and that, because he was involved in a movie with Jason Bourne, and he asked Jason, and I'm talking about back in like years
way
ago.
Back when.
And back then already, he was like, no, you know, I learned some moves from Jason Bourne, some fighting styles and some of the stuff,
you know,
that he did.
Yeah, because he's been in Move 1998, 1996, yeah. But 1992.
Most of the films that you watch, he actually tells you where, like he usually gathers, depending on what character he's playing, he'll often, he'll say, for this actor, I got an inspiration from this person, and this person, and he kind of mashes it together, the way that he had to speak, a certain word that he needed to say, the way that he was... Like, it's brilliant.
He's a very good actor. And he's also, in interviews, he's got a very dry but good sense of humor. Like, he'll just be sitting there.
Yeah.
They, like, say something. And then Henry Cavill's, like, finished. And, yeah, so that was cool. Also, to mention Bryce Dallas Howard, the female, she's got the orange hair. Her name is Bryce. She's actually also a director. So she directed some of the episodes of The Mandalorian.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, which was pretty cool. I didn't actually know that she was a director, but she's got directing credits to her. Obviously, she's got acting credits as well, but she's directed. She's got 10 credits to her name. The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett, and and then she's got an upcoming. It's called Flight of the Navigator, and then she's also done some producing. Then also in the film you had John Cena, but then you have this guy named Brian. Cranston. Now, right. I also, the minute he came on screen, I was like, I know this man.
Yeah.
Where do I know this man from? And I couldn't place him, but he is in Breaking Bad. He's the main actor in Breaking Bad. I was like, oh yeah, he's in Breaking Bad. He's also done a lot of Wes Anderson films. So he did Asteroid City, which is cool. Wes Anderson's latest film. He also did Isle of Dogs. You watched Isle of Dogs, hey? Yeah. And then he also did The Upside. Do you remember The Upside with Kevin Hart, where he played the guy that was stuck in the wheelchair?
Oh, right.
I was like, oh, flip, that's him.
That's where I recognized him from.
He was in Seinfeld.
I've seen him around.
Yeah.
I've seen him around.
He's been acting for a very, very, very long time. He's been in Total Recall, the 2012 version. He was in Madagascar 3. He was in World War Z.
Somewhere there.
Who was he in World War Z?
He's there.
We'll find a picture of him in World War Z. Mm. There we go. Yeah, so he's and also a very good actor, like very, very, very good actor. He was actually, I was watching an interview, and the guy asked he was sitting with Bryce, they were doing the interview together, and the interviewer asked like a director's notes that like really has stuck with you, and he said he was working with Wes Anderson on Asteroid City, and if you know anything about Wes Anderson films, he gets his actors to do their dialogue, and they often have like a very big chunk of dialogue, and they have to speak really quickly, and so he was like really like nervous about it. He practiced it really hard. He does the scene, he's speaking really quickly, and he said he was really happy with like how it came out. And then Wes Anderson came up to him and he was like, that's great. Apparently Wes Anderson does this a lot with his hair, he puts it behind his ears, and then he's like, okay, now I want you to do it again, but I want you to do it much, 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 much faster. And he was like like, what?
He already did it fast.
Yeah, like that was fast. Yeah, so yeah, but he was pretty solid. Yeah. And then the other people, so what's cool about this cast is you have two Oscar winners. So the two Oscar winners is Sam Rockwell, right? And then the other Oscar winner I didn't click is Ariana DeBose.
Yeah.
Now Ariana DeBose, she also very small role. You know who she was, right? She's the chick that got shot in the beginning. Yeah. I was like, who? Why? Why did she? Why is she? She plays. She played in West Side Story. Do you remember West Side Story?
Yes, yes.
Remember the
I've seen her around a lot.
Yes. I need to get her character's name. But basically in West Side Story, she played the guy. Oh my living soul. Let me just give you the name. Anita. That's her name. Anita. And she was with Maria's brother. What was his name? He was the head of the one gang. Bernardo. So she was and he still does Bernardo die? Who dies? Someone dies. Doesn't Bernardo die?
I.
Someone died. Yeah, but anyway. So she played Anita, but she did that song, that America. It's called America. That very na 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 America. Na 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 na
yeah,
America.
That's right. Yeah,
that song, yeah. And she actually won an Oscar for for. So I was like, oh yeah, she did win an Oscar. Yeah. And then Samuel L. Jackson, Bryan Cranston, and Richard E. Grant. Who is Richard E. Grant?
It's that guy.
Which guy? Tell me, Ryan. Tell me who is Richard E. Grant.
There's a picture right on screen right now.
Let me just click on his name. They are all, can you believe this, Oscar nominees.
Yeah, these are good.
Samuel L. Jackson has never won an Oscar.
Yeah, that's right.
That's crazy. Oh, this guy.
Yeah. Yeah, that guy.
Wow. But Samuel, guys.
I was shocked Samuel to see L. Samuel Jackson's never won. I was like,
Samuel L. Jackson is one of, like, remember we did that question on if you could only watch the filmography of one actor for the rest of your life? I actually think it would be Samuel L. Jackson because he's been in so many movies. And, like, you'd have so many movies to choose from.
And different kinds of films.
Yes, like he's in most Quentin Tarantino films. He's in a lot of the Marvel films. He's in this. He's in another Matthew Vaughn. He's just got a very, very, very wide range.
Yeah.
So he'd be a good actor to choose from. But I'm so shocked that he doesn't have an Oscar. Like, that's disgusting.
I wonder why.
I think he deserves an Oscar, guys. Yeah. Don't you think Samuel L. Jackson deserves an Oscar?
We are giving him an Oscar right now.
There we go.
Officially, verbally. Yes, verbally. That's the word I'm looking for. Right?
A verbal Oscar.
A verbal Oscar to Samuel Jackson.
Wow. Wow. So now, what's interesting with this film, so Matthew Vaughn did the Kingsman whole film series, right? Yeah. Now, this film is actually part of that cinematic universe. And I actually want to go and watch the Kingsman films after doing this. Like I actually really want to go watch them.
Okay.
So this one fits in with that whole cinematic universe.
Cool.
That's why even at the end there's an end scene. I'm not gonna spoil it. But there's an end scene and you're just like, also the amount of like what's it called? When they shock the audience.
Plot twists.
Thank you, Ron. The amount of twists that were in this film, like, I think that's one of the reasons I enjoyed the film.
And they were quite quick as well.
It was just like rapid twist. You're just like
rapid.
Oh wow,
plot twists.
Yeah, no, it was the plot twists were very, very, very good. Mm. I think one of the things I didn't enjoy was the fact that they really like utilized Henry Cavill in like the trailers, and yet he wasn't in the film that much. Like that, I was just like, really, guys. But I did enjoy the plot twist. I think that was one of my favorite parts of the film, were the plot twist and the originality of the story. I think the story was quite
very original.
It was quite original. Obviously, it's got all of like the spy cliches, and it is a comedy, so they really like.
But they're using it in
They're using it in a comedic way.
Yes.
Yeah. I really, really, really didn't enjoy the end fight scene.
Right.
It was just a lot, and it was just fake, and it was just like.
But even the CG there were some CG parts, especially in the beginning.
Yeah.
That whole beginning sequence, you're like.
I feel like they really utilized on the like mocking spy films and like the impossibility.
Maybe
of
that's
them.
What made it so bad in the beginning, because especially like
the motorbike.
And you could see like.
But even the way she was handling the motorbike, Dua Lipa in heels and a dress, and the way she was like driving this motorbike, I was just like. Even when like John Cena grabs her off the motorbike, like you could just see she's on wires.
Sure.
You could just see it.
I thought it was really that strong. I was just like, wow.
Yeah, no.
It was fitting.
What did you think of the Whirly Bird?
The Whirly Bird. I don't know.
It was a very weird dance move.
Yeah.
It was very strange. Apparently, in the beginning, so the
is it real though? Is it?
I don't know.
It must be, right?
I think he did lift, but I don't know. Look, the way Henry Cavill spoke in interviews, it sounded like Dua Lipa really did do it.
I think I might have seen that dance move really in, what do you call them, ballroom
Yeah, actually. And even that's the camera angles that they got, like when they were like doing the spin and then like the close up on the guy and then the close up on the, it was obviously comedic. But one of the things Henry Cavill said was at the beginning, when they had first started speaking about like this dance, it was this very big dance sequence, like very intense, like very big. Then eventually it got shorter and shorter. And then eventually they were just like, no, you're just going to do this and then go into the whirly bird. And he was quite nervous about dropping a pop star.
Yes, no, you don't want to be doing that.
You don't want to be doing that, no. So for me, I had mixed emotions about the film. Because like at first I enjoyed it. Then there were parts I was just like... Meh. And then eventually, with the amount of plot twists, I was like, oh, okay, this is good.
I was laughing myself.
Yeah, no.
I was laughing myself. So some of the stuff I was just like, no.
The end fight scene, I was just like... I think what works with like maybe I stand to be corrected, but what works with the Kingsman is even though it's this very like over dramatized and impossible fight, it's because it's guys. It kind of, do you understand what I'm saying? When you bring girls in, and now the girl is just like the main chick, and she's beating up all the other guys, and there's rainbows with smoke.
I didn't buy her tough character though.
Yeah, no, no.
I didn't buy it. I was just like, no. No, maybe it's because of the fact that we had quite a bit of her you know, who she was, like her writer's life, like that, like her as an actor, that character,
yeah,
it was fitting,
yeah.
But then when she had to become this like tough, she was some monster, like don't take no nonsense, yeah, kind of girl.
I had that, like,
I was just like
that cringe element to
but,
it.
But then again, this film was kind of like a more a comedy.
Yeah. You know, Matthew Vaughn films are, yeah. Even, have you watched any of the Kingsman films?
Yeah.
No. So they're basically like, they spy films, but he often will use like, so I know the one, they go back to World War One, and like, they really like utilize, yeah. And I know that he wants to bring out another film in the Kingsman series, and that one will utilize World War Two, and will kind of look at the rise of Hitler, and specifically how, it's called The Traitor King. And I don't know if you know this, but so the British family, you know, the so King Charles, his mother Queen Elizabeth, her father King George wasn't supposed to be king. What happened was his brother Edward was king, and then he abdicated from the throne because he wanted to get married to a woman who had been divorced, and that wasn't allowed, so he abdicated the throne. However, he was a sympathizer with Hitler, which means if he had stayed king, history would look a lot different today to what actually happened and like what actually played out if he had remained, because he was friends with Hitler. He even went to Germany and like, yeah. So I think what they're doing is they're taking that like storyline, and then they're using King Edward as like the traitor king. Yeah. Oh. But one of the things that's interesting with Matthew Vaughn is he's kind of sort of doing what Quentin Tarantino claims, or people have said he's done, where if you look at all of Quentin Tarantino's films, they're all in the same cinematic universe. So a cinematic universe is like, for example, Marvel, where you have Spider-Man, you have you have Spider-Man, you have Iron Man, but all of them are in the same universe. Like they're all, it's just different like countries or different times or whatever. And so they're saying that with Quentin Tarantino's films, his films all, so even like if you look at the way the film Inglourious the way it ended, like cinema was very important, but it also, there was a very violent turn to cinema where they're like the whole cinema goes on fire, which then relates to Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, where you know, film was very like prominent, but then at the same time like the Manson murders, but also how Quentin Tarantino changed the story to the fact that she didn't die,
right.
So like, yeah. And then when asked if it all is one cinematic universe, he literally said, well, all of the films come out of my head, which is one universe.
One
cinematic universe, yeah. But I actually do want to go watch the Kingsman films because of this film.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're any good. I think I've seen some of them.
Only one way to find out.
There's only one way to find out, yeah. But I think that's, it's quite an interesting take on the whole spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Sam Rockwell.
Yeah, he was very good.
I love how solid he was as an actor. Like even like some of the fight scenes that he did, it was realistic. It was on the edge of but at the, it's believable what he does. Like where they're under the floor Yes. And the next minute he's like, and then the cat, and he's like,
ugh. I hate that cat.
And the next minute, he comes out the floor like that. I'm just like, it was cool. And at the same time with him, I was just like, I know this guy, but I don't know this guy, but I know.
Yes.
And the beginning part where he had his long hair and that, I was just like, I feel this dude right now. Right now I'm feeling this guy. This dude is, with the beard and like the hair and the way he was just like so loose and so chilled. And I was like, very, really strong character.
I think based on, so the post-credit scene tells us that there's more films that will follow this film. Basically, I think how those other films are will determine, like, will, because right now I really do have mixed emotions on the film. Like, I enjoyed it, but there were elements that I was like, specifically pertaining to, just the fight scenes. Like, for me, that last fight sequence, they shouldn't have done what they did. They just the fact that she was ice skating on oil with knives that stuck to her boots.
Yeah, look, it's one of those films.
And then she was ice skating and killing men. I was just like, and you could also, you could see it wasn't her. Yeah. You could see that she had a stunt double.
Yeah.
Like, you really could see that she had a
stunt double. That's what I was saying. It's some of the stuff just goes a little bit
overboard.
But yeah, it's for me, it's one of those films. It's
one of those overboard films. It's like Quentin Tarantino's Blood.
Yeah.
Like, you know that it wouldn't be squirting exactly like that, but Quentin Tarantino.
But it tends to take, like, the cat in the bag. No cat's going to tell like that in a bag.
No, definitely not. Apparently, though, the cat was the Matthew Vaughn's wife's cat.
I believe so.
Yeah, not all of it, because some of the things that they got that cat to do would have been considered as like a cruelty. So it is a CG cat at times. But I love the shot from inside the cat, the cat pack. That's what I'm going to call it, the backpack with the cat, where he's like, oh, hello, buddy, against the glass. And it's even got that, like, because distortion. It's glass, it's got the distortion. Mm. And yeah, no, that was cool. Yeah. So Henry Cavill, this is the fourth spy film that he's been in. The other three are The Cold Lights of Day, 2012. I haven't watched that. We should probably go check that out. Then there's The Man from U.N.C.L.E. Love that film. That was such a good film. And then Mission Impossible Fallout. But in Mission Impossible Fallout, he was obviously the villain. Yeah, and he was in other Mission Impossibles.
Yeah.
But also Matthew Vaughn cast Henry Cavill because he needed someone who was born to play James Bond, which Henry is, and then nick him before Bond Studio did. And Cavill was actually supposed to be he was a finalist to play Bond in Casino Royale 2006, which is obviously what went to Daniel Craig, but was rejected for being too young. And at the time, he was 22. But I wonder what they're going to do with James Bond.
I think they had great character choices, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
It worked out.
So I would recommend you go watch the film. It's worth the watch. I think I would watch it again. But I think I want to go watch The Kingsman. Especially because there's a, I want to get into the universe. Yeah. Because I think there's stuff that we possibly missed.
Is it a movie or a series?
It's a movie, but there's three movies out at the moment. Yeah. So there was The Kingsman.
Is it on Netflix or?
I actually don't know. It's a good question. Yeah. There was the first film that came out. Then they brought out the second film, and then they brought out a prequel. So that's when they go back to World War One and kind of look at the origins of The Kingsman, because it's a secret service. It's like,
sounds cool.
Yeah.
Maybe I might also watch it.
Maybe we'll do a marathon on it.
There you go.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Let's first go watch it and then decide. Otherwise, we're stuck in like the Jason Bourne marathon where we're just like, end already, please. Darn please it. Stop. Just no.
Yes.
Yeah. So we'll first go check.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway, this has been The Movie Show.
On Active FM.
Until next week.
See you then.
Peace.
Cheers.